Reporter Julia Rook is also in Istanbul, and she joins us now to tell us more about some of the 9 victims who were killed Monday on the flotilla. Julia Rook, first, what can you tell us about the 9 men?
Well, they're all very interesting people. They've got a very religious background. They're all very conservative, and they're all highly educated. I mean, there's one man here, Ali Haidar Bengi, who trained in Muslim theology at the Al-Azhar University in Egypt, which is a very prestigious place. And there's another man who's an electrical engineer. Now, he belongs to a party called Saadet, and they espouse political Islam here in Turkey. And in fact, most members of that party once belonged to the coalition government, the ruling party that was actually ousted from power by a military coup in 1997. So there's a vein of conservatism and strong religious belief, Muslim belief, that runs through all these people.
And what have you learned about the American 19-year-old Furkan Doğan?
We don't know very much about him, but we know that he's going to be buried in Kayseri, which is the capital of Anatolia, which is, again, a very religiously conservative area. It's where the current government, the AK Party, it's where its backbone lives, really. It's where its voters are, its core voters. And these are all highly educated, wealthy Muslims. And Furkan Doğan, in fact, himself, was a very talented boy. He was at a high school that specialised in science, which is very difficult to get into. And he'd just qualified from the school when he went to join the flotilla and lost his life.
I saw a remark attributed to Doğan's family, which suggested that they regarded his martyrdom as a heroic act.
Yes, again, that's a common theme. At the funerals, people were chanting and saying that these are martyrs. In fact, some of the children who have now lost their fathers as a result of what happened have been, you know, calling their fathers martyrs. There's one teenager who says that he wants to follow in his father's footsteps and become a martyr. And were there to be an aid convoy going to Gaza soon, he'd be on it like tomorrow.
From what I hear you saying, these people would be regarded by most Turks as not exactly typical. They were from a particular stream of Turkish life, on the religious side, perhaps on the extremely religious side. Fair?
They certainly are extremely religious, yes. I mean, a lot of them belong to, like I said, political parties that are associated with political Islam. There was one man who worked for Vakit, which is considered to be a very conservative Islamic publication. In fact, some of them are quite controversial characters. Their political affiliations would be considered as radical Islam, but of course, to people on the boat, they're not radical Islamists at all. They're just people providing humanitarian aid to those in need on the Gaza Strip. So there's a debate and a big divide within Turkish society about whether they should have gone in the first place or not.
Reporter Julia Rook in Istanbul, thanks a lot for talking with us.
You're welcome.